The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust, I hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. From the Family Islands, you can call us toll-free on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The Nassau Guardian has an editorial today that connects with a lingering thought I had from listening to Prime Minister Davis's speech. It says, Davis can't run from his record. Davis, Prime Minister Davis, cannot run from his record. It traces the fact that if you look at the last 15 years, and even I think the Free National Movement pointed this out, the leader of the Free National Movement, that Prime Minister Davis himself, as Deputy Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, had direct responsibility for then first Bahamas Electricity Corporation. Then by his initiative, it was converted to Bahamas Power and Light, and made subject to management by a foreign company called Power Secure, in which the then Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Public Works, responsible for Bahamas Electricity Corporation, made massive boasts about what that would mean for the transformation of that electricity corporation. 5 years, not 1 year, not 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Prime Minister Davis himself was the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister responsible for Public Works and the Bahamas Electricity Corporation. That was pointed out. Then he became Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So even if the Prime Minister would say, well, I wasn't Prime Minister, well, then he became Prime Minister in 2021 and had responsibility for Bahamas Power and Light from September of 2021 to the time he called election in 2026. just shy of 5 years. And the prime minister continues, when it comes to Bahamas Power and Light, to use the words, "we inherited." He continues to use those words as if to say, my tenure with this Bahamas Electricity, with this Electricity Corporation of the Bahamas, began when I came to office in 2021. I have nothing to do. So just bear in mind, the way he phrases it, he is not merely disassociating himself from the Free National Movement's tenure of responsibility for Bahamas Electricity Corporation, Bahamas Power and Light. He is disassociating himself from every PLP administration's responsibility for BEC, Bahamas Power and Light, even the one deputy prime minister and the minister responsible. He says, past administrations, as if past administrations have no link to himself. Y'all read the speech. Read it, listen to it. Makes no connection to the fact that Michael Pintard used to get criticized for the fact that he got criticized by Prime Minister Davis himself, that he was a part of the minister's administration. He was Minister of Agriculture in that administration. Never Deputy Prime Minister, never a Minister of Public Works. But he would get criticized for that. Even the current Minister of Foreign Affairs. What does he say? We inherited this collapsing BEC. From who? The same? So he said he don't want to hear nothing from Pintard now. That's what he said. So, but Prime Minister Davis, while he could criticize Mr. Pintard for his association and belongingness to the minister administration, which is appropriate, there is a collective responsibility that follows you while you are in government, in an administration, and after. Just how to this day, you guys could listen, and you, when Leslie Miller was minister responsible for consumer affairs, he used to tell people, Shivago Lang was the one. I was long in office. Shivago Lang was the one who got your oil gas prices high. Me, after it was under my tenure that we gave a margin increase to the dealers. I never run from that. But he used to say it long after I was out. Just like they today continue to say, oh, the F&M did this and the F&M did that. The F&M repealed the Immovable Properties Act. You could hear it going back time immemorial. And then they want to own the rich heritage of the PLP. Oh, the PLP started NIB. The PLP started this. The past started that. But the 25 years in which the Bahamas Electricity Corporation was under the tenureship of the PLP, that none of that matters now. That is not a part of an inheritance. This is the way the narrative is going. And the Guardian's editorial is calling it out. It was an issue I talked about briefly yesterday, too. You could do it. You could try it. And if people are not willing to understand, if people don't know, if people aren't paying attention, they might buy it. But people who are paying attention can't buy that. Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Philip Brave Davis himself, has had the leadership responsibility for the Bahamas Electricity Corporation longer than anybody in the existing in politics today. He himself has had either as head of government or as head of the ministry responsible for electricity in the Bahamas. He has had longer tenure of responsibility than anyone else. Anyone else today, he, more than anyone else, should be able or should be called upon to account for the status of BPL. The thing he named it, Bahamas Power and Light. But what I find curious is not merely that he seeks to distance himself from the tenure of BPL under the Free National Movement, which is a party opposed to himself, so I can understand that. But he does it to the party to which he belongs and had responsibility for BPL, not merely as Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Public Works, but now, right now, for 5 years prior to now, as Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Prime Minister of the Bahamas. And honestly, folks, see, let me tell you why this is important. This is very important. Because the Bahamas is going to have to make continuous decisions about who leads it. Continuous. That's not going away. We had an election, we had an next one for 5 years. But we're going to have to make continuous decisions about leadership. And we are going to have to make those decisions to the extent possible based on the facts. We are going to have to be able to reason through the things we are hearing. We are going to be able to have to filter what is factual or what is not factual, what is true and what is not true. And even more discerningly, if it is possible, what is misdirection and what is not. There is, let me tell you something, folks. FNM, PLP, DNA, COI, doesn't matter. Wherever you are in your life, church, school, business, there is only one way to make good and sound decisions for your life individually and collectively, and that's on the truth, on the facts. Okay? Now, there are people in the world for whom the truth and the facts don't work for them. So if they can spin a narrative, if they can shape a thought, then they will do that because the truth doesn't work for them. And in politics, you can have a lot of spin. You can have a lot of effort to shape the narrative in a way that makes me look good, the other guy looks bad. But you, if your mind is alert, if you're paying attention, you know how to fall for none of that. I don't care who's doing it. You could have the sweetest talking Willie you could find on planet Earth. If you are paying attention, then nobody could spin you into a reality that does not exist. You can't be gaslighted. You can't be misdirected. You can't be lied to. Because if somebody tells you something you don't know, you just don't hardly believe it. Until you get the facts. They can lie to you, but you can't accept the lie, right? That's how it goes. We have a lot more to share today. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch today's uniform centers buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Orthopedics. Where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun, classic style. Big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school. School bags and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group. Informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. The Nassau Guardian today says, Davis cannot run from his record. It's a record in which he has had direct responsibility, either as minister responsible or as the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He said, for whom the buck stops, for 10 plus years, going on 10 plus years, he has had that responsibility. What we know now as Bahamas Power and Light was converted to Bahamas Power and Light from Bahamas Electricity Corporation under the tenure of the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Public Works in the Christie administration, Mr. Davis. And at the time, he made lofty claims about what that transformation would do, signed an agreement with Power Secure for a foreign company. I always thought that was curious, because signed a management agreement for a foreign company, Power Secure, to manage Bahamas Electricity Corporation at a time when, for decades, the Progressive Liberal Party's chant was, Bahamians can do anything. Chastise Mr. Ingram for any foreign participation in anything he had, anything. And nobody can tell me. I was there. Chastised. Oh, they love foreigners. They love foreigners. And Bahamas Electricity Corporation, that had been managed up to 2003 by Bahamians, and profitably so, was converted in its management to a foreign concern, Power Secure, by the then Minister of Works and Deputy Prime Minister Philip Davis. And now, having charge of the power company, Prime Minister says he inherited. How does that work? Let me give you all a timeline. The Bahamas Electricity Corporation was established in 1956. 1956, that's pre-independent Bahamas. That's pre-PLP administration Bahamas. So the so-called Bay Street Boys had responsibility for the Bahamas Electricity Corporation for 11 years, from 1956 to 1967, when the government changed. From 1967 to 19, the Progressive Liberal Party, under the leadership of Sir Lyndon Austin, had responsibility for the Bahamas Electricity Corporation from 1967 and 1992, 25 years. The Ingram administration, F&M, had responsibility for the corporation from 1992 to 2002, 10 years. And then the Christie administration had it from 2002 to 2007, that's the PLP administration. And then from 2007 to 2012, the F&M administration under Ingram had responsibility for it. And then in 2012 to 2017, the PLP had responsibility for it for 5 years. And then in 2017 to 2021, the F&M had it for a little under 5 years under the tenure of headship of Dr. Linus. By the way, between 2012 and 2017, the Deputy Prime Minister of the Bahamas was Philip Davis, and the Minister of Public Works responsible for Bahamas Electricity Corporation was Philip Davis. And then from 2001 to 2026, the PLP under the leadership of Philip Davis, almost five years, had responsibility for Bahamas Electricity Corporation. So in the storied history of the Bahamas Electricity Corporation / Bahamas Power and Light from 1956, the Progressive Liberal Party has had 25, 30, 40, 45 going plus years of that storied history. 45 years. The F&M, 10, 15, 20 of that storied history. 45 to 20. Let me say it for you again. 25 plus 5 is 30. Plus 5 is 35. Plus 5 is 40, plus, going. 45. For more than 40 years of the history of the Electricity Corporation. Now, if we're talking legacy, if we're talking inheritance, if we're talking about the cumulative responsibility of a thing, well, in terms of responsibility, the Progressive Liberal Party has had twice that history than the PLP, than the F&M. And Mr. Davis, the only person who would have had direct responsibility for it longer than him. Well, in the most recent times, would be Ingram. Not only Ingram direct, only as prime minister, but in terms of a person who has had responsibility for the corporation and served as prime minister, only him. Unique in that regard. But I looked at something else in respect of the claims about the electricity corporation. So I think the notion of distancing yourself, one, from the F&M's tenure, two, from your own party's tenure, that's a notion that cannot fly for anybody who is intelligently listening to the argument. They can't fly. They can keep you, obviously. So let me tell you what my observation is. It doesn't matter how rational you rebuke or refute something that's said. There is a doubling down, there is a continuing forward. So I don't expect anything to change. I'm talking for you. Maybe you get it, maybe you don't. Talking for you. Right? So don't think that that I expect that the narrative will change. Right? You could lay out all the facts, and I'm talking about observations I'm making about behavior now. Okay, this is observation of behavior. So you can talk all you want the facts about overtime and who's responsible and why it's wrong to try to blame the employees and so forth and so forth. That narrative ain't changing, because that sexy political narrative is something somebody believes works. And as long as you see a politician believe something works, they're going down that road, John. And it doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be factual. It doesn't even have to make sense. But if you buy in it, they'll run with that horse and run a horse. And so I don't expect that. I just hope that maybe somebody who's listening with an open mind, if I'm talking, if I'm not, please, you can come and tell me I'm not talking sense. If I shared with you something that's not factual, you can say that. And then that's fine. All right? Now, we can take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors. But when I come back, I want to look at something about how come we are having all these outages? How come we are having all these outages? When we come back, I'll talk about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host.
Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
The power goes out, and suddenly everything stops. No fan, no AC, no cold drinks, no comfort. But it doesn't have to be that way. With 100% financing on generators and solar panels, Bank of the Bahamas will help you keep your home powered and your family comfortable. So don't sweat the next outage. Visit bankbahamas.com today and get the solution you need now. Stay powered with BOB, your bank of solutions.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're talking again about the Prime Minister's comments about the power company and the editorial written by The Guardian today that's calling him out to say that he cannot run from his record. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think the Prime Minister insisted so often, not just in this speech, but before in interviews, why did you think he and others insisted on talking about what they inherited. He says he's not making excuses, but if you're not making excuses, why is it important to say what you inherited? Like, what does that do? What does that achieve to say we inherited? Because it says I'm not responsible. So it's an excuse. That's what it's saying. I didn't mess this up. I inherited this stuff. Right? That's what it means. You know, if somebody inherits millions and millions of dollars from their family, you don't often hear them say, "I inherited this." You know, people don't want to do that because they want to give the impression that they're responsible for what happened. Right? No, they do that. Frankly, if the prime minister's argument falls, he inherited everything. He inherited a tax system that gives the government the balance for a bit. He inherited a public service that's delivering our public services to the country. He didn't inherit that. All the roads in the country and all the airports and all that kind of stuff. He didn't build those. He inherited those. The democratic system we have, the parliamentary system we have, didn't even inherit that then from the Progressive Liberal Party. That was here before the Progressive Liberal Party. The Progressive Liberal Party won government for the first time under that system. So if we won't get in the inheritance business, you guys start thanking the UBP and the Bay Street Boys, thanking Sir Lyndon and all of his team, and thanking Ingram and all of his team, and thanking Christie and all his team, and so forth and so forth, because you inherit everything if you didn't create it. Everything, good, bad, and ugly. But I was looking at something, right? I was looking at something. Yeah, someone say you say it so you could pass the buck. That's exactly what happens. If you say you inherited something bad, that's because you won't pass the buck. My daughter has eczema. And she says to me, "Daddy, you are to blame for this." I said, "Me?" She says, "Yeah, because you could only get you could only inherit eczema from your father." I say, "Yeah, okay then. Well, all the other good things you got in your life, you inherited that from me too then. So count that too, right? Because that's how it works." But I was looking at something. So the prime minister says, his team says, that BPL has an aged infrastructure.
has been around from 1956, as I said to you. From 1956, BPL has been around, right? That makes BPL 70 years old. Do y'all know how long Jamaica Power and Light been around? Jamaica Power and Light been around since 1895. You want to know how long? Since 1923, Jamaica Power and Light. May 25th, 1923, it was established. Do you know how long Trinidad's Power Company been around? Since 1895. You know how long Barbados has been around? Since 1911. Do you all know how many major outages Jamaica had in 2026? None. None close to this. None. According to to what I could search. Trinidad and Tobago won. And they claim that had to have something to do with transmission and distribution. They didn't say it was climate change. They didn't say it was the heat. And Barbados had none. Well, what happened? You think Barbados and Trinidad and Jamaica have one buggy load of brand new equipment that they are operating, therefore their transformers could take the heat. They don't have any weather conditions producing any lightning. They don't have any aged transformers or alternators or stuff like that. What's the difference? You go check it out and see if Jamaica and Trinidad and Barbados and those are having the levels of power outages, the frequency and mass scale power outages that the Bahamas is having. Check it out. And the Bahamas' power company is 70 years old. There's going on 100 plus. How do you figure that? We are special, something special about our equipment, but we didn't even have to go to Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago. Grandmama Power Company, right in Grandmama, where's a transformer explode because it's too hot, and it gets hotter in Grand Bahama than in Nassau these days. When was the last time they had a cable or something bust? When was the last time you saw something like that? Can't tell me when was the last time you saw that, right? And so how does the argument follow? How does the argument follow that we have BPL falling apart because it's aged, because it's hot, and these kinds of things? The only way you could explain that is maintenance. It's the only way. Maintenance and operational competence. It's the only way you could explain it. It's not just the age. That's like saying just because your body getting old, it can fall apart. That's not true. Maybe at some point when it gets really aged, it will age out. But you know maintenance is important for your body. You know maintenance is important for your car. You know maintenance is important to your house. Your house could get old. You know how many houses been around for hundreds of years? If it's properly maintained, you don't get the same bus up, right? So I think that there's something to be said for that argument based on the history other people are having. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Please answer this if you can. Based on your travels and vast knowledge of government procedures, is it a normal practice to separate the generation power of one company and give distribution and transmission to another? It seems like money spent unwisely on a decision that seems to date unprofitable and unsuccessful. I can't say it's a widespread thing, but I can tell you Trinidad and Tobago privatized its generating capacity. It transferred those assets to a private entity, right? Trinidad and the generation side of it, not the T&D, from what I could glean. But I don't know that Florida Power and Light does that. I don't know that Atlanta Power and Light does that. I don't know. I don't know that to be a widespread practice. But at the end of the day, even if you choose to do it, the results have to say something. And that's what we're not seeing yet, if we're gonna see it at all. But that's the condemnation there. This text says, Shivago, the PM is right on one thing. The buck stops with me. Does it? Yeah. I mean, technically it's supposed to. But when that does, you own the situation, right? You own it. You say, listen, man, me? I couldn't care what happened before now. Right? That's water under the bridge. I won an election. I told you. Them people was bad for you, not good for you. And you bought my argument and voted for me. And I had responsibility for 5 years, almost 5 years. And I come back to you and I tell you, let me continue my progress. And you voted for me. What does it matter what they did? That's done. Been done for more than 5 years. I can't be in argument now. You win the argument, man. You won the argument in 2021. You got voted in. Kick Dr. Minnis out. Dr. Minnis had 95,000 votes when he won office. He got 46,000 or thereabouts when he lost office. You win big numbers. Decided, no. We're going with BLP. We're going with Mr. Davis. You can't come talk to me now about what happened before. If you can talk to me about what happened before, you got to add all the good things too. But what happened before?
So good afternoon, sir. Really don't know why the PM talking this inheritance narrative. He's been in office longer than any other PM in the last 30 years by the quarter. It's pouring rain in Nassau, all lights on, no heat today. But him being the longest, Prime Minister Ingram been in for 15 years, non-consecutively. PM has only been PM for one term. I'm going on the second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our break for news. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Stay tuned. Got some other stuff to talk after this.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. From the Family Islands, toll free 242-300-5720. This says, what? The PM addressing the nation? I think that's a wrong newscast. Producer, let me know, because I don't think that is true, that the PM is going to be doing an address tonight. But if that is true, producer, let us know. Let's confirm that for people, please. I looked at that and thought that, oh, that's the right one. Oh, so there is a national address tonight? No, yes, what does that mean? Yeah, that was an old one played in error. Okay. There is no national. I was gonna say to myself, boy, listen to me. Is this a new day in the Bahamas? You're getting all the stuff back to back? No. That was not the case. But it does provide a good segue into a point that I wanted to make. Listen to me carefully. The media, the opposition, the Bahamian public have been asking about the whereabouts of $700 million. $700 million. And they cannot get an answer, cannot get the details they got about overtime pay at BPL, cannot get details about what is happening, like they got for what is happening at BPL. No national address from the national address by the Minister of Finance. Nothing. Okay, same thing, Grand Bahama, Grand Lucaya, same thing, right? I can name substantive issues. Why a national address for Bahamas Power and Light? Why no national address for those things? Why? Why is it that it does not rise to the level of importance for the Prime Minister to tell Bahamians what has happened to $700 million? The Prime Minister says BPL needs $500 million.
the Minister of Finance says he put $700 million in the National Investment Fund. The law says the National Investment Fund could only set up a fund by the board and only set up an account of a fund by the board. The minister says there is no board. Everybody is asking, what's the board? What's the management? Where's the money? Nothing, nothing. How is it that there is such comfort with being so selective on something as important as $700 million? Because if BPL needs money, well, you've got money. If you could take $265 million from the National Investment Fund and put somewhere, apparently in the airports and stuff like that, and you say you have aged equipment at BPL, and BPL needs monies, but you have $700 million sitting in the National Investment Fund, how is it that you don't address that? How is it that the country cannot hear from the prime minister, who says the buck stops with him, and that's true, he's the first lord of the treasury, how is it that there is no detailed explanation about that? Why BPL? I want you all to answer that question for me. Think about it. I want you to think about it and answer the question for me. Why do you think that the prime minister felt compelled to speak to BPL? And now the opposition has even charged that this could be corruption involved with this $700 million, because you can't explain where $435 million of it went, because only $265 million has been, we have heard something about where it went, and the balance on the account is less than $1 million. So if the Minister of Finance says he sent $700 million, the Director of Communications says $265 million that was removed from the fund went for airports and other things, where's the $435 million? I want you all to bear this in mind. The Prime Minister, when he came to office in 2021, berated the folks who had responsibility for distributing the food program of the pandemic for the government of the Bahamas. And those people were interrogated by the police for the fact that the prime minister says the money just disappeared. There was no accountability. That's what the prime minister said. And those people, I mean, they were living under a cloud of suspicion until the auditor general said there was nothing untoward that happened with respect to the money. Until that time, and even after that, the prime minister said that the auditor general's findings were startling and that he did not fully accept them. That was $52 million for the program, The question is, the prime minister had extensive speeches on this matter with respect to the food program. $700 million is said to have been transferred to the National Investment Fund, which has no board, no operating management, therefore no account under the law. People have been asking, what has the money been used for? Where is the money? And nothing. Nothing. But BPL, Prime Minister takes it air, gives a national address, spends one third of that address talking about overtime. 20 minutes, $435 million. No accountability for yet. None whatsoever. I'm asking you, why do you think, what's the difference? Because in the is an important revelation. What's the difference? Why the difference? Why BPL? Why overtime? Why $20 million? Why not $700 million? Why not $130 something million in overspending at Beaches and Park? Why not $74 million and substantial overspending and travel? Why no word on $120 million for Grand Lucaya, supposedly received for the sale of Grand Lucaya? Why in the Bahamas Power and Light address, no details on the Grand Bahama Power Company sale? Where is that? What has happened? What about the $100 million that was borrowed for upgrades to Grand Bahama Power Company? What's happening with that? This is not the way. This for me is just, this is just about governance. This is just about governance, right? And frankly, if you don't think you deserve better, and you don't really, really, really want better, then you know, my experience is political leadership will assimilate to the heat of the water you put them in. So if you keep them in nice, cool water, comfortable water, then that's not, they'd be all right with that. They just keep swimming around. This text says, Aunt, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing? Do you think we can get Anton to speak on where the money is? Anton is always trying to justify what happens. Think he could help us with this one? Well, I don't know. I don't know. This text says, Mr. Lang, by-election is on the way. This is the worst accountability of the public press ever. By-election. Where you think a by-election can take place? This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. If the PM said DPL generation is not the problem, it's Bahamas grid is the problem. And if the grid is the problem, how come those three gentlemen who work for the PPL is making those large over time? Because the generation side doesn't affect the power outages. Please help me to understand that. I cannot, my friend. Cannot. This says, good day, RPM is delusional and loves gaslighting the population, but vote progress. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. This administration is just like the Trump administration, still blaming Joe Biden for the failed economy. There you go. It's a good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Please invite Candia Deans on your show for a few minutes. I would love to hear perspective on this BPL fiasco. She's absolutely invited. Absolutely, if she wishes. I think that'd be very interesting. This text, Mr. Lang, that's what they do. Run faster than Usain Bolt from their record and the stupidness they do. When in opposition, it was good to put those posters up in prominent locations about the murder counts until he became prime minister. Then it was something else. They never accept responsibility, always blaming someone else. This text says, good day, the PM has inherited the problems of BPL from the man he used to be. So good day, RPM is delusional. Okay, that's where I read that before. I said, yeah, but they eat a lot of yam. That's the difference. I'm certain if we had yam, the results would be different. Okay. This text says, public pressure, people directly feel, no light again. He can't tell people the darkness and heat is fake news or opposition nothing. Okay. Now we get into an answer. Like, I read what this person says again. The question I ask you was, why do a national address on BPL and not any of this, those other things? Larger things, I mean, really things that matter too, but the public pressure. People directly feel no light again. He can't tell people the darkness and the heat is fake news or an opposition nothing burger. Mm-hmm. All right. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. All the funny thing is the PM did everything in his power to win the fight for power elections, hands down. And now one of the top problems he's having is the power plant situation, life funny at times. This text says, good day. And has the PM been in so much gambling games that he's off statement about Buck stop. Please, PM, let's be real. Know your audience and speak with respect for where your employer. We want real questions answered now, not recorded statements that you'll negotiate under the table and backfired, just like election day events. Stay tuned. God ain't finished yet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody. things up this summer with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/global.
Come and experience Grammy-nominated Best New Artist Dua Lipa
at Bahama on December 29th. Enjoy an evening of pop sounds and dance the night away.
For tickets and more information, visit Bahama.com.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities.
Dua Lipa live.
One kiss is all it takes.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, entertaining and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Nassau Guardian says, in its editorial, the Prime Minister cannot run from his record. Cannot. He has a record. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We're listening to you. Did we lose them, producer? I guess we did. Got some of your text here. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. They gave us $8.75 back as a bonus and then tripled right after. Worst government ever. This text says, Mr. Lang, I applaud you for your blunt honesty, not sugarcoating for this government. They need to be held accountable, and if they can't do the job, get out of our House of Assembly. Everyone should stop paying BPL. No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. You should pay BPL if you run up a bill. But if BPL is doing something to you, they shouldn't do you, and you should hold them accountable. But no, you shouldn't stop paying your bill. This says, good day, Mr. Lang. The Bahamian people need to organize a march. You think so? So this text says, Mr. Lang, I don't like how the PM addresses us like we have no intelligence. He needs to stop insulting us, says that text.
So the question is, why the PM decided that it was necessary to speak to the BPL issue? But think about this, though. The Prime Minister didn't just decide to speak to the BPL issue because this issue has been running on for a long time, right? And things been happening for a long time, and he didn't take to the air. For a little while. It was going on for a little while. He didn't take to the air. It was curious to me that he decided to do so after the overtime information was leaked. Right? My observation is that and is that Prime Minister does, he's a patient man. That the Prime Minister, he sits and he listens to everybody say what they say. Every argument against them, every word, every thought, and he listens. And typically what happens is, if he's going to respond, he wants to respond and inject something that he believes also creates a better narrative for him. Okay? Better narrative for him. So you have the indictment happen, right? Member of the officers, Prime Minister takes to the airwaves, right? And then you get a new commissioner of police, and she's a female. What's the narrative? The woman commissioner. All that stuff about Eric Gardner and what have you that happened on election day and so forth, no national address from the Prime Minister. None. None. Right? None. But by observation, once there's something that you can inject into the argument that creates a maybe perceived attention drawing, okay, that female commissioner of police, all Bahamian BGC, despite the fact that BPL been all Bahamian for a long time, and the only time it ain't been all Bahamian in the most recent times is when the Prime Minister decided to put Power Secure in charge. And now, overtime. But $700 million, I think somebody hit on it. It doesn't hit your pain point the same way having your electricity turned off, sitting in the heat does, having to go out in your car. It does, you don't feel that pain point. You don't feel the pain point. You know why? Because the way that money hits you is how it's hitting you at your power company right now. Because if you had that money at your power company to do the maintenance and necessary to do, then maybe you don't have to sit inside on the beach in trying to get air conditioned out your car. See, this is part of the challenge we face in our world, is that the things that appear to be indirect and abstract, we don't regard them in the same way until it hits us hard. We don't think about murder, we don't think about rape, we don't think about theft and that kind of stuff until, boom, we get hit. We don't think about what's going on with the roads until we drop the pothole. We don't think about what's happening with the money until somebody's taxing us. Because we don't feel it. And if we don't feel it, the politicians don't hear from us enough, and so therefore they don't think they need to respond. But the way $700 million hits you is it hits you where, if it's not directed to the thing that it should be directed to so that you cannot have your power turned off, then your power gets turned off, and now you're sitting in your car on the beach trying to get a little bit of cool air because your house is hot because the power's off. It's all connected. It's all connected, right? It's all connected. That's why it's an organization. That's why it's a system. And if you don't get it right, it has ramifications. But that's what the prime minister has been telling you. Oh, for years and years, and successive administrations have not done the necessary at BPL to do what they needed to do. Well, what you can do at BPL? How are you going to do anything at BPL? How are you going to replace the equipment? How are you going to maintain the equipment? How are you going to upgrade the equipment? How are you going to secure fuel? The only way you can do that is with money. Money. Answer it, all things. BPL's big problem is money. Whether it's money management or money injection, it's money. They're putting up an LNG plant. What they're putting that up with? Money. Huh? You need to buy a new transformer from Korea or wherever you got it from. How you did that? With money. You're paying $20 million in overtime. How you paying that? With money. You're paying $8 million a month to BGC. How you paying that? With money, money. Answer it, all the things. And so if you don't do the money right, you'll be sitting on the beach in your car trying to get air conditioned because your power off. So stay right there and don't connect the dots. Don't connect the dots. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
How you doing, Mr. Lang?
I am right here, my friend. What's up?
Boy, Mr. Lang, this might be your best show ever, you know.
You think it?
I have to ask, so I got to turn up the radio to hear your response.
Yes, sir. No problem.
What I'm saying, Mr. Lang, I've been passionate about this for a while now. Mr. Lang, Mr. Michael Pintard would have been able to deal with this country much better. I believe he could have managed as a leader better and put better people in position, but the Bahamian people chose not to go with Michael Pintard. Mr. Brave Davis is not going to do it, and I hate to say it in an insulting way, but one thing I can say for sure, if a person tell you something that they're going to do and they don't do it, to me that person is a con artist. And that's how I rate the prime minister. That's all I want to say.
Oh, man, you can't call the prime minister a con artist, man. You can't call it. You could disagree with what he says. You could think that he isn't being straight up, whatever, but you can't call him corn artist. Okay? Can't call him corn artist. This text says, Mr. Lang, after the PM's speech, I was left feeling like we're not in a good place as a country. PM spent a lot of time talking about what was inherited, the overtime, and his one mention of a plan is that they're working on it. I couldn't believe he mentioned overtime with all his chest as if someone other than he is ultimately responsible. We need a revolution. Well, all I hope for is and this is for today, for tomorrow, for 5 years from now, for 7 years from now, for 10 years from now. I just want you to wake up. I want you to have clarity of mind. I want you to have understanding about how our systems work. I want you to be able to critically think through what is said to you by opposition, by the government, by anybody else. To think it through so that you can say, I'm not buying that. Or, that makes good sense. That's the important thing. Educated people, uninformed people, are easy to govern, but difficult to rule. And that's the key. To be educated, to be informed, so that you can assess. See, it doesn't matter that the prime minister, the ministers, the parliamentarians, the opposition, or anybody else, you know, you can't control what people do. You cannot. I can't stop a person from telling me anything. But what I can control, I can control my focus, what I pay attention to. I can control my thinking about a thing. And I can control what I come to believe, and I can control how I act and respond to what I come to. These are the things I can control. So I'm not gonna come down on the PM and say, oh, you shouldn't say this or you shouldn't say that. I will say, well, you said this, and to be honest with you, I don't buy it, or I think you missed this out or something like that. And I think I have the right to do that. I think in this country, I have a right to do that. Maybe I'll suffer some consequences as a result of it. Maybe. I don't know, but I really don't care. I can't care. I can't love my country. I can't love my children. I can't want better for my children. I can't want better for my country and care that I may suffer a consequence because I'm speaking what I believe to be the truth. Okay, so be it. So be it. I ain't no better than Jesus. And he went to the cross for doing, for pursuing the truth. All right? So that's how I go. Say BPL new acronym is Bahamas Power Losses. BEC Bahamas Excellence Continue. But BEC wasn't excellent. BEC had its issues. But I can tell you one thing. Up to 2003, it was profitable. And while it may have had some outages like that, but it didn't have this. And let me be clear about something. Ain't nobody can, no one can gaslight me about this. These recent outages, extensive outages, this is recent. This is post Bahamas Grid Company. This is post all them deals being signed. Nobody's going to tell me we were having this before all of this. Nonsense. No, sorry, Bob. No way. No one is going to make me think I'm going crazy saying that, oh, we had this last summer. No, we didn't. Oh, we had this the summer before that. No, we didn't. Oh, we had this on the minutes during the pandemic and before the pandemic. No, we didn't. No, sir. No, sir. And today, post BGC, post deals, post energy reform launch, I do not have a clear explanation I can give to anybody about why what is happening is happening. And I've spoken to people, I've spoken to some very significant people at BPL. It is still not clear to me. Still not clear to me. Equipment upgrade on the T&D side. Power generation ain't no issue on the power generation side. Lightning strike. Cable explode. Transformer explode. I still don't know why. I do not know. The CEO didn't say the lightning strike the thing. The minister said the lightning strike the thing. The board said the lightning strike the thing. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. And that's a problem. That's a problem. BPL has a messenger problem. Might I tell you, BPL? You have a messenger problem and you have a message problem. You do. You could ignore me. You don't have to listen to me. You have a messenger problem and you have a message problem. In addition to that, you have an experience problem. Your messengers do not appear to be credible to the Bahamian public. Your messages are not clear and don't follow a natural order of logic. And the experience Bahamians are having with your program, despite all you say you are doing and have done, is awful. Awful. That's it. That's the reality. One day, I suspect things will calm down and level up. I do suspect that. I believe that. I believe it will calm down and level up. I believe that. When things calm down and level up, BPL will still be the same aged company. It will still be same age company for the most part. It will have the same workers for the most part. But watch and see. You watch and see. Watch the narrative. I believe that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's up?
I just want to bounce up north, you right?
Mm-hmm.
We had Dorian. We had storms prior to Dorian. We had a lot of rainfall early part of this year, last year. And during all the rainfall and all the bad weather, the generation and distribution power held up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think, right? maintenance along with maybe employee disputes, because really, we can't rock our brains around this to figure out what's going on. BBL, and it got to be more than just generation and distribution power. It got to be some internal feud. It got to be deeper. It got to be a lot of other issues going on other than just the infrastructure.
I just
want to hear what you have to say. I'm going to listen to you, so.
Thank you very much. I think you are right. I think, first of all, I'm under no delusions about what BPL's problems are. I'm not under any delusions. First of all, BPL is a money problem, a huge money problem. BPL is an unprofitable company, and it is losing money, and it is in need of money. Okay, it needs cash. And no one has given a plan for helping BPL's cash problem. BPL's cash problem is related to its expenses, but it's also related to the fact that it doesn't get timely payments from its customers and may not even get all payments from its customers. That's the first thing. BPL has a cash problem. BPL has a political problem. It's too much political interference in BPL. It's a history of political interference. Too much hiring, too much deals going on, sometimes even with the unions, them around election time. Too much political interference in BPL. Too much. Okay, that's the second thing. It has a maintenance problem tied to its cash flow problem. BPL has not necessarily followed the most optimal maintenance program, and it's causing it problems. It's got a project management problem. And a part of the project management problem came with these deals being signed, not recognizing the cultural differences, not recognizing the technical differences, not recognizing the capacity differences that existed between the two sides that they were signing up for this deal. And Pike pulling out created a real problem for BPL. Nobody wants to say it. They don't want to say it, but Pike pulled out sooner than it was supposed to. Sooner than it was supposed to. Pike was not supposed to leave in the way it left. Nobody could convince me of that. And it has caused a problem for BPL. And so they're playing catch up. And not only are they playing catch up, they're playing waste catch up, because now the things have exploded and things have gone bad. Now you have to catch up the catch up. So you might need some catch up. BPL isn't hard to figure out. And then a bunch of flowery words can fix that. The proof is in the pudding. The taste is in the eating. The experience is in the way the people of the Bahamas are experiencing BPL today. And I believe it will level out. It will level out, but you can level up with me today while you're leveling out. BPL, I agree with that young man. BPL has some underlying issues. Ain't nobody talking about. But you know who's talking about it? The employees. The employees talking about, and we're talking about the relationship between themselves and the Pike people from time immemorial. Nobody else wanted to tell us about it, but the employees was talking it. We just cannot. Oh, and with too many public affairs issues, we just can't be straight. We won't be straight. We feel like we need somebody to give us problem or shelter us from the truth and all the facts and all the details. Why? When you go to vote, you grown person go to vote. You know, children could go vote. So deal with the adults and tell the adults what it's public business. Listen, man, sometimes you work and you don't get it right. My God, could you imagine somebody one day saying, listen, you know what? I didn't get that right. We didn't get it right. We figured this might be the case, but we didn't get it right. No. We inherited this. No. It's the sun. It's the climate. It's the moon. Come on. I tell you, people would have much more regard for a messenger, if the messenger say, you know what, we messed that one up. That deal, it didn't work out in the beginning. We think we know how to fix it, but and then you're laying out so much money, and I can't know what's going on. $8 million a month. You know what $8 million a month is? In 11 months, that's $88 million. In 12 months, that's $96 million. That's almost $100 million. $100 million to sit in your car trying to catch breeze because your air conditioner on the home is off because the power off. $100 million and the power going off by the hospital where people are critically ill. It's unacceptable. For that, straightness need to be the key. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We can take our final break, pay our respects to our great sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza. What a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza. Stop by today and explore.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. Let's read some text here. This text says, Mr. Lang, the way you've outlined the problems is masterful. Please repeat that again. And from time to time, we need to take our heads out of the sand. Yeah. Cash flow. Big problem. Political interference is another problem. That's reality. Right? And then you have maintenance. Regular, optimal maintenance is another problem at BPL. And then you have these deals that are introducing and injecting cultural conflicts that have been at the root of some of the operating issues at BPL. There are more things, but that's reality. That's what's going on. BPL have a cash flow problem, has a cash problem, a huge cash problem. This text says, as a Bahamian small business owner, I was extremely disappointed with the PM's presentation on Monday evening. Mr. Davis needs to understand that the Bahamian of 2026 is extremely enlightened and quite intelligent. Please stop coming in front of us with empty rhetoric. By now, I thought we would have received. Here is the reality. This is the plan to fix it. The timeline for the results. Please, PM Davis, get it together. This is becoming a tangled web of deception you are trying to weave. The majority of the population are not buying it. Thanks, Mr. Lang, says that texter. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. This is what happens when you do stuff in the dark and in secrecy. This government is just not accountable and transparent, and that's why we are in this mess, this position. Some heads need to roll, Mr. Lang, seriously. Well, heads ain't gonna roll in the Bahamas like that because the election is the deal is 5 years. That's the deal. So unless the government is rolling heads, ain't no heads gonna roll. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. At this point, if the PM is not going to speak as to why we are paying BGC a significant amount of money monthly instead of addressing the overtime at BPL again, he needs to just not speak. As a Bahamian, my concern is if BGC was earning this monthly payment, there would be no need for BPL employees to work overtime. What is budgeted not to repair, but to fix this problem? Good afternoon. They knew about this overtime issue from last year, but the political heads didn't want to touch the issue, seeing that election wasn't far away. The political heads helped to cause the fiasco at BPL now throwing the union president under the bus. He supported this administration to get reelected. Now they're cannibalizing him. Says, Mr. Lang, if all of the ministers in the Davis administration, I highly respect Pierre Glover Rose. So right. Eleuther power is off almost daily and not a word from Minister Clay Sweeten. Say, Lang, I don't think the PM needed to address Eric Gardner. I didn't say he needed to. I said it was a big issue, huge issue, huge issue. Good afternoon. They knew about this overtime issue from last... Oh, we read that already. So let me tell you all something that is also true about us in the country. And I don't know what can really be done about it because it does create a challenge. So we have so many issues running. And we have a lot of major issues running. We don't have a lot of little issues running, like, and then little issues, then one big issue or two big. We have a lot of major issues running, major issues that still remain outstanding. They still remain outstanding. For instance, we have an election plane crash, right? Still outstanding. What happened? What the deal is? What actually caused the crash, right? We got a Grand Ukiah sale. I mean, think about this for a moment. Before election, you heard from the people who supposedly bought Grand Ukiah, and they were talking about they were going to begin work soon. You heard from they buy a piece of the property from those same people, and they were doing something. Nothing. Been election, been months now. Nothing. We were told that people have been mobilized down at the Grand Bahama International Airport. Nothing. Right? We got the power company sale. What's up now? Nothing. $700 million. What's up now? $265 million move. What's up now? Right? You got vouchers being used during election day. You have issue after issue. The most people are trying to survive. They're trying to make them ends meet, man. They're trying to, people in the Bahamas know, plenty of people, robbing people to pay Paul. They don't have $300,000 sitting in the bank, $200,000 sitting in the bank. They don't have no generator extra to be able to kick in when the power goes off. They're trying to pay their school fees, children going back to school. The ones who go into public school, you got to buy book and this and that and the next thing. The ones who in private school, you got to pay school fees and buy books and that and the next thing. The ones who go into college, you got to go and pay them college fees, buy books, that and the next thing. My son went off to university. I got to buy the car for $1,500, go buy a Mac Pro. And that was just one payment. Right? So people trying to do the hustle and do what they have to do, and they have to pay attention to work and stuff like that. They don't have time. They cannot follow all this stuff. Even the media is struggling because you have a lot of inexperienced young people in media. They're trying. They're trying to do what they can do, but they a lot of them don't have context. And so these people are giving them words, and sometimes they're just taking the words. They got no context. They can't follow up and say, well, yeah, but what about that? But what about this? And there's issue after issue after issue. And sometimes people operate in an environment where that's good for them. Because the busier you are and the less focused you are, easier it is to do what they do. So, Mr. Lang, if you hire in Bush Mechanics to fix or maintain your old vehicle, it may run for a while. But if you hire the best machine mechanic engineer, he applies an analytical approach. He puts the computer on the vehicle, or so well trained, he knows exactly where all the problems lie. I can tell you one thing. It doesn't matter who you go to for a service. I say, it doesn't matter. It's Texas. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. We never had this problem from since Wasco, the Wattzilla engines were purchased. Since 2019, this is the worst, and it's people problem, politics problem. It's going to get worse. The chairman of the PAC has certain powers and obligation. All right? I went to get a pants adjusted, just hemmed in Florida. I went to some ladies. I think they actually from the Middle East. I just found them by Google, by the way. But when I went there, it was apparent to me that lots of rich people go there. And let me tell you something. I've had pants hemmed before a lot of times. But the way these people approached this hem, this lady saw that one of my knees is bad and the other one isn't. She called over her colleague and showed her the issue. And the colleague told her that she needed to compensate for the bonus in my knee because blah, 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 blah. And then when I was leaving, she said, do you want original stitching or not? I said, what? Yeah, do you want the original stitching? Meaning, the way I brought you, you brought me the pants, do you want me to do what the manufacturer did, or you don't mind, you don't care? Man, I tell you, does matter who you get to do a job. No question about it, it does matter. And so when I put the pants on after the work, I was like, you know what? I've seen jeans on models, wondered why they seem so well fitted. And I said, here it is, who you go to fix a job. You've been listening. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. Have a great, great remainder of your afternoon.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.